So historically, the pursuit of this exemption from being controlled by power, which none of us like, has taken an individual form. And this relates to an observation made last week that our stubborn resistance to this pejorative picture of ourselves as uninformed, capricious masses has taken individual form, i.e. the state sanctions it. For when it takes the collective shape, down on it hard, comes the power of the state. The state wants no contestation re its exclusive claim to our collective energy. The state's sanction of collective action limits action scope and so its effect. By claiming collective action, and I hope folks understand what I mean by that, when they herd us into the activities and the projects that they define for us, that is creating collective energy, but under their control. So by claiming the exclusive right to direct our collective energy, the state ensures that we can't challenge our containment. It's a setup. It's a circular trap. And as collective subjects, therefore, our thought remains conformist. Because there are no alternative thoughts to think within that framework. And our thought cannot develop which it wants to do. So we have to trust that, build on that. That's our ace in the hole, one of them. We got a few, like honesty. We can tell the truth. And in a manufactured world of lies everywhere, everywhere lies, everywhere we turn, everything we see. But we have honesty. That's an advantage.